One of the folks who companies who are here is Ag Country Farm Credit Services. Evan Markstead joins us. Hello, Evan.
Hey, Mick. How are you doing?
I'm good. You are at the Ag Country office here in Devil's Lake?
Yep, locally, right here in town.
And I guess you're a loan officer.
Yep, that's correct.
So let's talk a little bit about ag finance. In the news this morning, they were talking about how 2020 actually was a little bit better year than 2019 as far as bankruptcies go, but I don't know, maybe that's not a good barometer.
Well, I think it's that statement's been thrown around. It's quite common right now. I think if you just think back to last year during agronomy on ice here, there was a lot of harvest going on up in this neck of the woods. Still relating to that 2019 blizzard. What a difference 12 months makes. Yeah. The farmer mentality is better. The numbers that we've been seeing so far from year end, things do look better in 2020 than they did in 19. Prices are up a little bit. Government payments between all the different programs that we had in 2020 definitely had an influence, and I think we're in a better spot than we were 12 months ago.
Yeah. As we move forward, we're talking about inflation, and that, of course, brings interest rates up. We've been at historically low interest rates quite a while. Do you see that changing?
Well, that's a common question that we're continuing to get daily, is the interest rates. Ever since the COVID shutdown hit in March, rates took a nosedive, and we went to all-time lows in machinery rates, real estate rates. We're still at those levels today. So the question that we get asked a lot is, yeah, when's it going to change? How much can it change? Obviously, if you had a crystal ball, it'd be easy, but there's some really good opportunities to take advantage, lock some stuff in right now. Because we know, just like the grain markets, nothing stays the same. It's always going to change at some point.
Yeah. If farmers had a crystal ball, they'd use it to wait for that day when the grain prices were at their highest, and then they'd sell on that day.
Absolutely.
They'd know exactly what the price of fertilizer is going to be moving forward, and they'd buy it before it went up. And so, but they don't have a crystal ball, and so they rely on finance specialists such as yourself.
Yep. Yeah. And I think we're having some of those conversations right now about 2021. Especially if you look back to where we were a year ago, we've got some nice market opportunities compared to where we have been for the last 4 years, honestly.
Mm-hmm.
Questions surround that. Should we do some contracting? Should we lay off some risk here? We're also paying attention to the weather. We do have some snow on the ground right now, but we ended the year on a fairly dry note here. You look at the drought map, it's colorful for the state of North Dakota. So I think there's lots of questions, and that's what we're getting in the office is trying to talk people through those decisions and what are the pros, what are the cons. But I guess the nice thing is we do have some opportunities to take advantage of that we didn't have 12 months ago.
Yeah, and again, it comes down to interest rates, the things that farmers don't have control over and you don't have control over.
Absolutely.
You
try to control what you can, because in this business there's enough things outside of our control, as everyone knows. So address what you can.
Yeah, well, that's where Ag Country is a great friend of the farmer for marketing and taking care of the finance business. Do you see a lot of land changing hands, or because of where we're at with this worldwide pandemic, have things really slowed down? Or because that kind of goes in phases too, doesn't it, where there's a lot of land ownership changes and then we go through a dry period. Are we in kind of a land change drought? Or not?
You're spot on there. It does kind of ebb and flow in the Fort County area that we serve. We had a few sales at the end of 2020. It was not a busy fourth quarter for land sales. I think there are some interesting talking points, especially with some of the proposals being thrown around with this stepped up basis. Everyone's looking ahead at what will happen with tax rates. Will the death tax come back on the farm front? Those conversations could spur some real estate movement. I think everyone's just kind of waiting right now to see what does come out of Washington, but there just is some uncertainty on that front.
Man, that is a high uncertainty and anxiety that I forget the exact title incentive up or
the stepped up basis.
Stepped up basis, yeah. For you know, the man alive. I mean, it. Whoever come up with that? That it's the worst thing that could happen to an estate.
That would be tough. A lot of questions right now about how would that affect me? How would that affect our operation? And just something we're gonna have to stay tuned on.
Yeah. Well, I guess the general word is that the Environmental Protection Agency, USDA, and other agencies that affect farmers are going to get more input from farmers before a sudden policy change is implemented. This administration, what they say is everybody's going to be at the table to make the decision. Let's hope that when it comes to this estate tax and you know the stepped up basis and all that, somebody gets told that's a bad idea.
Mm-hmm. Let's hope so.
In the land change, we've gone from used to be three people involved, the buyer, the seller, and the banker, and a lawyer once in a while. But now it's at auction, and how do you help the folks who are involved in a land auction?
Well, we, like you said, that is becoming the norm. You see more sales probably from the auction standpoint. We still see a few that are on the private basis. We're there to help our customers whenever we can. To help them prepare going into the purchase, getting them pre-approved up front, running some scenarios. Okay, here if you buy at this level, here's how it affects your operation. Here's what, in our opinion, it maybe you can handle and can't handle. Mm-hmm. We try to speed up the process, get the appraisals done if there's financing needed, close the transaction on a timely basis. Basically, do whatever we can to help the customer through those types of ordeals.
Enable them through the process.
Yes.
Yeah. Yep. Well, again, Ag Country, a lot of great offices all throughout the region, all over, and you're based here in Devil's Lake, right?
Yep, we are. Like you said, it's a big company now. Ag Country does a lot of different things between finance, crop insurance, hail insurance, farm accounting, tax, succession retirement. So there's a lot of nice services that we can offer to really anybody in ag.
You bet. All right. Well, Evan, how do people get a hold of you at Ag Country to find a local office?
So locally, we're at Devil's Lake here, right on Highway 2, 701-662-5356. If you go to agcountry.com, there's a link to all our locations. Look up your local office.
All right. Evan Markstead, Ag Country Farm Credit Services. Thank you very much for the visit. And, hey, have a good time out on the ice.
All right. Thanks, Mick.